Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
So today's reading and vocabulary, if you've been to this lesson before, you know what to expect. We look at some new vocabulary first, and then we read a short text. So we learn vocabulary, then we read a text, and then we have some questions about it. Okay. And we follow this pattern. We follow a family in the text. Today the main character is the son in this family, Dennis. You remember Dennis if you've been before to some of these lessons. Yeah, reading and vocabulary. Good. Have you downloaded this document? Maybe you can read it, keep it on in one window on your computer. So you're going to need it now in this lesson. Good. Ken's got it. Susanna, Fari. Okay. Great. So let's get started. This is taken from Talk A Lot Intermediate, Unit 3, Media. And so we've been studying the topic of media since August, and we've nearly finished it. I think we'll do one more lesson on this topic before we finish. So maybe this lesson and then one more, and then we'll start a new topic after that. I won't tell you what it is, but it's going to be useful, I think, very useful. So we've been studying media, things to do with media, that is things like radio, television, journalism, that newspapers, magazines, and new media, for example, what is online or mobile communications, this kind of thing. So let's first of all look at some of the new words in our lesson. Here are some words and phrases from the text that may be unfamiliar. Okay, if you have downloaded this, then you might want to print out, and then you can write down the definitions or translation, yeah, something like that. So let's have a look at these new words and tell me if you can help. Tell me what they mean. Give a short definition. So starting with autumnal. What does it mean, autumnal? Any ideas? So, and what kind of word is it? Mm-hmm. So, Christina is saying autumn, fall season, yeah, it's adjective and it's connected with autumn. So, for example, autumnal weather. That is weather that we have in autumn, yeah, related to autumn. Okay, good, adjective. Next one, at the crack of dawn. At the crack of dawn. If something happens at the crack of dawn, when does it happen? It's expression, idiom, yeah. So it's adverbial phrase as well. It's giving a time phrase. any ideas? So, okay, when the sun rises, so this is very early in the morning, yeah? Just when the sun rises. Dawn is when the sun rises, and this is an expression, at the crack of dawn. So, very early in the morning. For example, I got up at the crack of dawn yesterday. Yeah. Okay. Next one we've got. A tabard. Have you seen this word? Do you know this word? A tabard. Any ideas? So it's something that we wear, we put on. Yeah. What kind of people wear tabard? Sleeveless jacket. Sleeveless. And so it's usually a bright color, like a bright orange or bright yellow. Sleeveless overall, we could say, overall. What kind of people wear this? Or maybe you wear it in your job. We don't wear it because we want to, usually. Workers, so for example, people who work outside and they need to be visible in the, maybe visible to traffic, yeah? Okay. People who work, builders, for example. People who work in the street handing out things, you know, people who hand out free newspapers. We're going to read about that now. Okay. Tabard, it's kind of clothing. Next word we've got urgently. Urgently. Any ideas for this? So it's from the word urgent, it's from adjective. What kind of word is it? Urgently. So quickly, says Ken. Suddenly. Yeah. If we do something urgently, then we do it very quickly and with a lot of energy. Immediately, says Prasum. And John saying emergency. Yeah, so it's something very important. We have to do it quickly. Yeah, it's something very important. Okay, next expression, boggle-eyed. 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 Have you ever heard this phrase? So, for example, somebody looks at you, boggle-eyed. For example, he looked at me, boggle-eyed. So Ken saying in surprise. Yes, it's connected to surprise. Mm-hmm. Not with love, no. It's when your eyes get very big, like, you know, your eyes get very big. Hello, Sukhprit. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming. So, very surprised or very shocked when your eyes are big and staring at something. Yeah? Boggle-eyed. Maybe you've heard of the game Boggle. We also have an expression, the mind boggles. That means, wow, whatever next? What will they think of next? Okay. Let's keep going. Nonchalantly. 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 So if you've got a dictionary or a thesaurus, it can help you with this lesson. Slang, boggle-eyed, it's kind of a slang word, slang phrase. Nonchalantly, if I do it, I do it carelessly, indifferently, saying Piyo Shantanchik saying, I do it without really caring, without thinking. I just do it without too much thought. Yeah. Okay. Good. Welcome, Hazel. Thanks for joining. Abandon. I think we know to abandon. Do we know that? Leave something somewhere. Yeah, to leave something. Abandon something or abandon somebody. Throw away. And we don't expect to get it back. Oh, an abandoned house. Yeah, that Hazel's saying. Maybe to abandon, let's say get rid of, if you want to get rid of your dog, you could abandon it, yeah, in the street and just leave it and never return. Yeah, get rid of it is similar, phrasal verb. Okay, in this text we have a character from, I think it's from the Netherlands or Belgium maybe, and he speaks English in a non-standard kind of way, and he says, hey, no hide papers, man. No hide papers. He's talking about newspapers. And we'll see this later on in the text. What about the next verb, to pursue? To pursue. To pursue something or somebody. To follow, but with a stronger meaning than just follow. If I pursue somebody in the street, I kind of chase them. Can I say chase? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Next one is raven head. Raven head. Mm-hmm. So, I might see, for example, a beautiful woman who is raven-haired. So, black hair, with black hair, but nice and shiny hair. What is raven? What is raven? A bird. So, it looks like this kind of color and texture. Don't forget you can download this material that we're using from this link, and that might help. Even print it out, and then you can write down your definitions. So, next one, femme fatale. Femme fatale. This is a kind of woman. Christina's saying, nice girl. Wangzhou Lolita. So, we think of a beautiful but maybe mysterious woman, or maybe dangerous, fatal. It's from the French, I think, Bridget, am I right? It's a French expression, femme fatale. Bridget saying, am I a femme fatale? You know, I have to say that I don't know for sure. I need more time to judge that, I think. Good one. Okay. But a mysterious woman, you know, somebody like in a James Bond film, we see this, a femme fatale, or in a detective film, we see that, or story, yeah? Okay, next is the phrasal verb, to duck into somewhere. So, duck into. Susanna's saying pop into. So, it's connected with this. It means when you're running, when you are, for example, running away from somebody, you suddenly change direction. You duck into another street or an alleyway or corridor, suddenly change direction to try and avoid somebody. Okay. Welcome, Priya. Thanks for joining. So lots of vocabulary in this text, but something that's maybe interesting or useful, I think. Next is to prostrate yourself or oneself. What do I do if I prostrate myself? What action? What do I do? Prostrate. Think about Bridget saying nothing. Now, it's a difficult one, maybe. I get down on the floor. Lying down, says Susanna. Lay down. So, for example, if you're praying, some people will do this when they're praying. Piyush is saying that. Lay down and bow. Mm-hmm. So imagine somebody's running, they're running away, and then they duck into this place, and they get down on the floor. Get down on the floor, lie down, flat, yeah, stretch out, face down, says Susanna, good. Maybe when you're hiding, yeah. Genuflect, no, it's not genuflect. So, prostrate oneself, it's get down on the floor, and some people do it when they are praying. So, line 10, to reek, new vocabulary, what does it mean to reek? Any ideas? For example, the old cheese really reeks. To smell good? No, not to smell good, but to stink, to smell bad. Yeah, Pierce has got it. John, something smelly, said Susanna. Good. Bad odor, but bad one can. Yeah. Bad. Okay. To reek. Smell really bad. Okay. Next verb is to croak. To croak. It's a way of speaking when we talk like this very, very badly. When we haven't a voice, we kind of croak. We speak we speak like that. Yeah. Also a frog can croak. Yeah, a frog. Frogs do that. But we speak like that if we have a sore throat. Yeah. Next word, teen. Do you know this one? Teen. So it's short form for teenager. Okay, we'll go quickly now and try and get through this. Next one, to be clad in something. If I'm clad in it, clad in something, what am I? What am I doing? So, it's to do with clothes, says Tanchik, dressed. Yeah, so I'm wearing something. I'm wearing it. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So, you should download and print this material here. Download and print this. I'm going to go a bit more quickly now. Any other words, you can check them online. Check in online dictionary. Or check in your own dictionary, yeah? Line 15, Dax. This is a character from the story. This is a name from the story. Just to explain a few more of these. The gaffer. What does it mean, gaffer? If somebody is your gaffer, what is he or she? Any ideas? Gaffer. It's a slang word. Not grandpa. Can, no. Gaffer is your boss, manager. So Susanna's got it. Yeah. Your gaffer. But it's really a slang word. To rat on somebody, line 21, means to tell on somebody, to tell tales. you go to your teacher and say, "Teacher, do you know what he's done? He's just done this and that." And the teacher says, "What?" and goes, and the other person gets into trouble. To tell tales, we also say. Yeah, to tell on somebody. It's related to gossip, but the idea is we want to get somebody into trouble. Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to look at the text now. If you see any more vocabulary that you're not sure about, just type in the box, okay? So, let's have a look. Larry, okay? And then we can have some questions. So, the title of this story is Read All About It. Read All About It. And this is something that often people selling newspapers used to say, used to shout when they were selling papers. So, read all about it. One autumnal day, at the crack of dawn, Dennis was walking into town when an alarmed youth in an orange tabard abruptly forced some torn banknotes into his hand and passed him a full bag of fresh newspapers. "If you take this bag," he said urgently, boggle-eyed, "I'll give you £25. Dennis took the money and the bag, and the youth ran away screaming. Shortly afterwards, Dennis nonchalantly abandoned the bag behind a bench and went on his way. Suddenly he heard an unfamiliar accent. "Hey, no hide papers, man." Dennis found himself being pursued by an angry-looking hippie wearing an orange tabard and closely observed by a slim, raven-haired femme fatale. He ducked into an alley and prostrated himself behind some bins that reeked of pickle. All was quiet. "Don't speak," croaked a terrified teen, who was also clad in an orange tabard. Dennis grew mystified. "I'm Steve-O," confessed the boy. "I hide here each morning and wait till the shift's finished. I bin all my free sheets. I can't take it. The wind, the howling wind. The rejection when people say, 'No thanks, mate.' The fear." "So why don't you quit?" asked Dennis. "Dax," intoned Steve-O. "Dax is the gaffer. He'll kill me. Nobody can leave." He rocked upon his heels and quivered. "What about his girl?" inquired Dennis casually. "Christina's his cousin," vouchsafed Steve-O. "Thank you, my friend," declared Dennis, getting up. "Your secret's safe with me." The next morning, Dennis began his first shift, giving away free sheets. By the end of the week, he'd had 4 dates with Christina, and within 2 weeks, they'd split up, and he'd been given the sack, along with 2 black eyes, by the celebrated Dax. But he never did rat on Steve-O, who, perhaps, even to this day, is still timidly hiding there behind the pickle merchants. Okay. So, this is a story. It's not true. It's not a true one. It's a made-up story about a situation. People who are giving away free sheets. What are free sheets? Do you remember? Free sheets. Yeah, the free newspapers that people give away in the towns. Yeah, free papers. So people have to do this. They stand there giving away the free papers, and when they've finished, when they've emptied their bag, they can go. Yeah, so they want to get rid of them quickly as possible. Okay. And for these people in the story, this job has got on top of them. Yeah, it's too much for them. It's, you know, all the time trying to give away free papers, and people don't want that, and some people reject the papers. Okay, any more vocabulary here in this story? What do you think? Jaber saying howling wind. So howling is making a noise like a wolf. So wind sometimes makes this noise, doesn't it? If it's blowing through some trees or through some buildings, it makes this howling noise. Mm-hmm. Okay, mystified. Can anybody explain this? Mystified. He was mystified. So, something like very confused. He didn't know what was going on. Muddled, says Hazel. Puzzled. So, it's kind of the levels of this feeling. Mystified is very, very puzzled. Yeah, very, very. Not like a mystic. No, that's something else. Mm-hmm. Abruptly. Abruptly is just very suddenly. Suddenly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Any more vocabulary than here? What do you think? Pickle. So pickle is kind of food that we put in a sandwich. It's made from very small chopped pieces of vegetable, and together with a sauce, delicious sauce. In England, we have the very best pickle called Branston pickle. It's a brown pickle. It's delicious, and we put it with some cheese in a sandwich, and we have cheese and pickle sandwiches. So in this story, that they're hiding behind a pickle merchant's. So it's the shop that sells pickles. Yeah, of course we don't have this kind of shop, but it's, I suppose, a joke in the text. So Hazel's been to India and seen mango pickles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ken ate some in a hamburger today. Good. Yeah. Okay. Good. Next word, vouchsafed. So in line 17, Christina's his cousin vouchsafed Steve-O. If we vouchsafe something, that regular verb, then we tell something. We tell something maybe confidentially or with emphasis. So he's telling him, but he's telling him very clearly. So Christina's his cousin, as if it's a big secret. In a clandestine manner, said Hazel. Yes, can be. Can be. Good. Okay. Anything else here? Yeah, and we know Free Sheet, it's the free newspaper that people give away. I see these people every day, people who are giving away leaflets in the street, and I feel really sorry for them, because most people just push past them and they don't take. But of course we don't want these leaflets, and we don't want them, but these people have to make a living out of it. Leaflet is like one piece of paper that has an advert printed on it. Of course it's just junk mail that somebody's giving you in the street, yeah? Jabber saying clad is wear, so to be clad in something is to wear, yeah? Maybe old-fashioned kind of phrase. And also the vouchsafe is very old-fashioned kind of word, but it's used maybe for style reasons in this text. Ken saying leaflets with tissue paper can work. So okay, I haven't seen that. Good. Okay, don't forget you can download this extract if you want to, if you're just joining us, from this link. So click on the link and you can get it. So, a difficult text today. This is, don't forget, this is intermediate level talk a lot. It's not elementary. It's not the easy one. So lots of maybe new things here. But when you see a text like this, don't try to understand every single word, but just read it quickly and get the gist of it. Get the main ideas, the main storyline. To get the general idea, as Susanna's saying, yeah? Okay. Good. So, what we're going to do now, I'm going to ask you a few questions about this. So, simply type in the box the answer, but also type in the line number. Okay? So, hello Arif, welcome Arif, thanks for joining us. So, listen carefully for the question, type in the answer and the line number. That's very important. Okay, so let's start. Easy question to start with. Who was walking into town at the beginning? So, nice and easy. Dennis, line one. Okay. Good. Next question. What's the name of the manager of this team? What is the name of the manager of the team? And the person who was chasing Dennis. Okay. Bridget's got it. Prasum. Dags, don't forget capital D for names. Yeah. Dax, line 15. Okay. So, let's keep going then. Where were they hiding? Where were Dennis and Steve-O hiding in this story? Where were they hiding? So, a few people typing in. behind some bins, okay? Yeah, line 10, behind some bins that reeked of pickles. So behind the pickle merchants, the pickle seller. I think it'd be great if we had shops just selling pickles. Good. Okay. So, next question. What season was it? What season was it? Any ideas? And line number. So, lots of people. Autumn, line 1. Okay, it was autumn and it was first thing in the morning, early in the morning, but at the crack of dawn. Okay, next question. What colour tabards did the newspaper team have to wear? What colour tabards did the newspaper team have to wear? And line number, please. So, orange tabard. Line 2, exactly. Good. Next question. How old was Steve-O? How old was Steve-O? So, I need line number as well. Yeah, everybody's saying teen. Yeah, line, which line? 11, okay. Teenager. We don't know exactly how old he was. And what was Steve-O supposed to be doing? He was hiding behind the bins, but what was he supposed to be doing? What was he supposed to be doing? So not delivering newspapers, because delivering is to people's houses. No, not sleeping. He was supposed to be working, but what was his job? What was his job? He was hiding, but he should have been doing something. So, Bridget's got it, giving free sheets, yeah? Giving out, handing out, phrase or verb. Free sheets, free newspapers. So he should have been doing this, but he wasn't. He was just sitting. Yeah, to passerby. Passersby. Plural. Like that, passersby. Good. Okay. Let's see, a few more questions. What was the name of Dax's cousin? What was the name of Dax's cousin? Yes, he put them in the bin. He binned them. He binned them all, as Bridget's saying. So, line 17, Christina. Christina with a K. Yeah, sometimes a K, sometimes C. In British English, it's usually like this, with CH. Christina. And one more question. Why did Dennis take the job giving away free sheets? Why did Dennis take the job doing that? In line 18, he began his first shift giving away free sheets. Why do you think he wanted to do that? Yeah, so Jabert saying to date Christina, so he saw Christina, this femme fatale, this raven-haired femme fatale, and he took a fancy to her, or he fancied her, you can say. And so, he wanted to get closer to her, and he had 4 dates with her. Okay. So, from very typical motivation for Dennis, for this character. Okay. Good, let's have a few questions. True, false, or unknown? True, false, or unknown? I'm going to read the statement. Tell me if it's true, false, or unknown. Okay. Type in the box T, F, yeah, T, F, or U. And type also line number. So, for example, it was summertime. Is that true, false, or unknown? So, it was false. And line one, it says one autumnal day. So, it was false, absolutely false. So, just type in T, F, or U, true, false, or unknown, and line number. Okay. First question then. Dennis was given £20. Dennis was given £20. Is that true, false, or unknown? So, type the line number as well. So, it's false, line 4. I'll give you £25. So he was given £25. Okay, good. Next question. Christina was Dax's second cousin. Christina was Dax's second cousin. True, false, or unknown? Yeah, so line 17, false, Christina's his cousin. Cousin, not second cousin, that's something else. Next question. Wow, what a good team we've got here. Very quick today. Christina liked Dennis. Christina liked Dennis. Tanjik saying unknown, Bridget as well. Yeah, so we don't know. They had 4 dates. Maybe she liked him. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she was just interested. Yeah, we don't know. It's not a fact. We can't say for sure. Okay, next one. We can't say definitely, so it's unknown. Next one. Dax was from the Netherlands. Is it true, false, or unknown? Dax was from the Netherlands. Type in the number of the line if you think it's true or false. Lots of people saying you, that unknown. So we don't know. But he wasn't English or British. The way he spoke was kind of broken English. Hey, no hide papers, man. Like a hippie, maybe. Or reggae people. Don't hide. Yeah, don't hide the newspapers. Don't hide the papers, he should have said. Okay. Next one. So, I'll give you an easy one now. Next question. Dax spoke English really well. Dax spoke English really well. Is that true, false, or unknown? What do you think? Dax spoke English really well, so it's false. We've got evidence here, line 7. Hey, no hide papers, man. We don't know his nationality, but he didn't speak English really well. That's true, because he made a mistake here with simple question form, yeah, or in negative form, don't hide the papers. So simple mistakes here. Okay, next question. So, two angry hippies chased Dennis. Two angry hippies chased Dennis. What do you think? True, false, or unknown? Is it true? Write the T. And write the line number, please. Come on, guys. Line number. Ken saying that was true. But two angry hippies. How many angry hippies were there? Just one, yeah. So, line. Which line? So, Susanna's got it first. False. Line 8. Just one angry hippie, and closely observed by a slim, raven-haired femme fatale. That was Christina. Okay, let's have one more question, last question for today, before we finish. Steve-O is still in hiding. Steve-O is still in hiding. So, is he still in hiding? Still hiding behind the pickle merchants? Susanna's saying true, line 22. Jabez said false. Bridget as well, true. But is it true, Bridget? Is it, do we know that? Is it a fact? Yeah? What do you think? So, not for sure, Susanna said. So, but what does it say here, line 22? He never did rat on Steve-O, who perhaps, even to this day, is still timidly hiding there. So we don't know. It's unknown. Yeah, unknown. Rat on is betray. Very good, Ken. That's a good definition. Rat on somebody. Betray them. Good. Timidly, very nervously. Nervously. But did you say unknown, Susanna? Let me check this. Well, if you did, I will give you 10 points for that. Okay? Happy now? Okay. Good. Oh, I'll give you some smileys as well, look. There you go. That's just for you. Just for you. Okay. Good. This class, Arif, started at 1 hour ago, 60 minutes ago, and now it's just finishing. So, thanks for coming. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to join me next time. So, Steve-O is nickname of from the name Steve or Stephen, but Dax, it's not a British name. Maybe it's from a Dutch name or something like that. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.